Well, all up, it's an evolutionary change from the first generation of Mini to the second generation of Mini. That is, of course, copied for the convertible as well. Example here is the higher shoulder line that has been increased by about 25 millimeters, resulting in a more voluminous body and a better stance on wheels. But secondly, evolutionary design means that we retain good solutions we have currently in the car. Example here is the sunroof function, which is still unique in the convertible segment, and, for example, the steep A column.